Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Jonathan.
And also WBJC's Taster for the Month, Katya Harrison. Nice to see you as well. Welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
It's so much fun. We have two wines to review. They're both white wines. And we will begin with a wine from Penedès, which is where Cava comes from, right outside Barcelona. This is the 2017 Avinyó Petillon. And this is very zippy and sparkly. So let's start with you, Mary Zajac. What do you think?
Well, it brings the snap, crackle, pop. In fact, I'm wondering, can we like even hear it?
Yeah.
You can. Hear it snap, crackling, and popping. Petillon is usually not quite as
zippy
as the cava, but this one is. It's very pinprick and a little sharp, and not in flavor, but just in sparkles. I got a little bit of chalk in the nose, and that does translate to the palate. It's very refreshing, especially would be refreshing in the super hot weather that we've been having off and on.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps not my favorite, though.
There you go. Katya Harrison, for you?
It's a little bit linear in the nose and in my mouth, and I do feel a little bit like I'm drinking Sprite, and why not just drink Sprite?
Well, it's a very tart Sprite. I think Petillon means wine with a prickle. It certainly is that. I think this needs to be drunk in 90-degree weather, and I think it needs to be drunk outside, and I think it could be a very nice thing in those circumstances. It's a little one-dimensional, but still an interesting experience, I think, at least for me. So our second wine is from Chile, from the northernmost wine-making region in Chile, 300 miles north of Santiago, which is unusual. Most everything is south of Santiago or around Santiago. Valle de Elqui. And we had the Falernia Reserva Pedro Jiménez 2017. Pedro Jiménez is most often a grape used for sherry, and it's not a person, it's a grape. So, Katya, we'll start with you. What did you think of this?
It was nicely balanced. It's a wine that you and I could agree on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too far on one side or the other. It's not that beautiful, fabulous, big sort of California white that I tend to like, the Chardonnay thing that I like. But it has your minerality and your acid.
Mary?
You could taste this and tell that the grape is used for sherry. I could taste the sort of the nuttiness in the sherry and also the sort of sea spray that you sometimes get. I really like it. It's definitely different. I like the resinous quality to it. I've been trying to think of what exactly I would pair it with. There's something very particular, and I'm not quite able to put my finger on it.
I don't know, maybe fish?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe another seafoody kind of
white-fleshed fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it would also be really nice with, like, toasted almonds and mm-hmm. cheese and
I think this could stand up to a lot of things, even some salmon, I think, truthfully. For me, this had a lot of personality for $13.
Mm-hmm.
This is an unusual wine. It had a beautiful nose, a lot of flavors, and a lot of cut grass and a lot of gardenias, and yet it wasn't prissy. I like this a lot. Falernia. And their Reserva Pedro Jiménez 2017 from the Elqui Valley. Elqui, by the way, is spelled E-L-Q-U-I. A couple of interesting whites. These are good wines to drink right now when it still is relentlessly hot in Baltimore. Just some thoughts. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
I'm Katya Harrison.
Cheers.